You're listening to KNKX. There's big news on the environmental front as opposition groups applaud an announcement from Kinder Morgan Canada. The oil giant has put expansion of its Trans Mountain pipeline on hold till the end of May as it seeks clarity on the path forward. This is the pipeline that ends in Vancouver, BC, bringing in Canadian tar sands oil to the region. 88.5's Ed Ronco and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe break down what this means.
Bellamy, let's begin with a reminder of what Kinder Morgan wanted to do.
So this is the plan to expand an existing pipeline. That's a pipeline that goes from Edmonton in Alberta, where the tar sands are, to Burnaby, BC, just north of Vancouver to Burrard Inlet. This expansion would twin the pipeline and triple the amount of oil coming in. It would increase tanker traffic through the Salish Sea by as much as 7 times. So there's a lot of concern about the potential for oil spills, especially since this is a heavier form of oil predominantly that would come through. It's called diluted bitumen.
There's been some recent political change in BC, a change in the provincial government, and it sounds like that has at least a role here.
Absolutely. So the federal government of Canada has approved the pipeline expansion, and Prime Minister Trudeau stands behind it, but the provincial British Columbia government does not. So basically what happened over the weekend was that Kinder Morgan on Sunday came out and said it needs the support of the provincial government, basically asking the federal Canadian government to tell the provincial government it needs to back this, that right now there's too much uncertainty as to whether they'll be able to finish what they've started and be able to protect their investment of literally billions of dollars in this pipeline. They need more certainty before they can move forward.
Bellamy, you did a series just last summer called Return to the Salish Sea, looking at a lot of issues up and down the coast. And you spoke with Charlene Alec, a counselor with the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, about a lot of her concerns, including how Kinder Morgan's pipeline would affect the environment, even across the international borders. And I want us to listen to her together now.
Great.
We don't really see the border as the end of our homeland. I have relatives just across the border, and I have relatives even further down the coast. That border also would not stop a spill.
So that was Charlene Alec just last summer. The people who have been opposed to this pipeline have been fighting it for years, and I wonder if today's news was surprising to them, that it all kind of broke loose.
Yeah, indeed. I do think that the news of this suspension is a bit of a surprise. I spoke with Reuben George of the Tsleil-Waututh. He's with the initiative that is opposing the pipeline expansion. And he said he's been working on this for 9 years, and he literally could not believe his eyes when he got a text message about this news.
One of my colleagues texted me to read this right away. I phoned him and I said, I'm reading it, but tell me that it says what it says. And then he explained it to me one time, and I said, again. And then another time, one more time, explain. It's exciting news, and now we're going to put more pressure on.
So obviously he's happy there, but he says at the end that they intend to put more pressure on, which would indicate that this is not over yet. So what's next?
Yeah, it's not over. This is a suspension of the construction, and May 31st is the deadline that the company is set to get more clarity. There's a conference call this morning with Kinder Morgan's chairman and CEO, and it sounded like the company will scrap the project unless Canada's federal government intervenes. But protest groups such as Stand.Earth, Greenpeace, and others say they're going to keep the pressure on with protests, not just in Vancouver, but in cities all over Canada.
A lot of people care about this a great deal, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, you know, what's at stake here?
Well, I mean, for the company, literally billions of dollars. In their press release, they mentioned that $1.1 billion is the amount they've spent just over the past 5 years on the expansion. That's not the amount that they would be investing in the future. So a lot's at stake for shareholders in the company, of course. But for local governments that are opposing it, including some of the folks here in the Puget Sound region, you know, it's the economy of our natural resources that include fisheries and tourism, the beauty of the Salish Sea and all that it attracts. If there were an oil spill, that would be devastating. And opponents of the expansion say it's not a matter of if there's an oil spill, but a matter of when.
88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.